Carly Pierce, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for taking the time to chat with me, and congratulations on I Hope You're Happy Now as it continues to climb up, closing in on a top 15 record.
Thank you.
Man, what a great song. I love the two of you singing on that. And you had talked about that song being sort of an apology of sorts. Explain more about that, please.
Yeah, I had to kind of make a decision if I was going to exploit everything that's happened to me in the last few years. And a really large part of my journey was what happened before I started dating Michael. And I hurt someone, and ultimately it ended messy. And, you know, I think that it's hard sometimes to differentiate if you're actually in love with someone or if you are comfortable.
Right.
And I had to make the decision to let somebody go, and I never got to really tell them how I felt, so I wrote a song kind of apologizing to them.
Okay, well, let's build more on those emotions, because your album, your self-titled sophomore album, Carly Pierce, out Valentine's Day. And before Michael came along, before those emotions and those bad breakups were, you know, a distant memory, if you were having a terrible Valentine's Day, would you eat your feelings or would you make a mixed playlist?
I would probably drink my feelings. wine.
Yeah, okay. Do you have a favorite wine?
Oh, gosh. I mean, it depends who's buying. If I'm buying, I like Conundrum.
Okay.
Because it kind of still tastes like Caymus. Okay. And if Michael's buying, I like Stag's Leap and Silver Oak and Caymus.
Okay, very good. Your honeymoon, by the way, looked terrible, like the worst honeymoon ever.
It was horrible. I didn't have any.
You poor child.
Amazing.
You poor child suffering through that. Did your little bungalow have a part of the floor that was glass so you could see down into the water?
Yes, and I had Michael swim under it, and it was terrifying looking.
Shut up.
Yes, it was crazy.
Did you see, other than Michael, did you see anything really amazing underneath through the glass floor?
We saw a lot of tarpon, which I didn't even know what that was until Michael told me what it was, and we would feed them, and they would like jump out of the water off of our bungalow and grab food. It was pretty crazy. They were huge.
Man.
They look like sharks.
Yeah, they're really big, and they're shiny.
Yeah.
Very shiny. All right, let's get on to the album again, which is out on Valentine's Day. Do you and I know it's like picking a favorite kid, but do you have a favorite song on the album?
It's probably a toss-up. I mean, I Hope You're Happy Now, It Won't Always Be Like This, and Halfway Home are probably my favorite three.
Okay, so
they just symbolize a lot of, I wrote all of those, and they just symbolize very large pieces of my heart.
So definitely more of a personal connection to those three.
Mm-hmm.
You, I read somewhere, like to go grocery shopping old school. No apps, just you, a list, a shopping cart. It kind of keeps you a little bit more grounded. So I want to know, what's the most unique thing on the Carly Pierce, Michael Ray grocery list when you guys go grocery shopping?
The most unique? This is really weird, but we love sweets, and we somehow have convinced ourselves that eating a couple spoonfuls of Cool Whip is going to suffice any sweet craving we have. So we buy Cool Whip a lot.
I love that, because most people would just get the cans, like the Ready Whip, and do the whippets or whatever they're called. And you're going with the spoon and the old school tub.
We're 105 in every way. Like, well, I'm a grandma at heart. So
here's the real test. When you've emptied the Cool Whip container, do you save it to put leftovers in?
Thankfully, I don't do that, but I grew up with a grandma that definitely did that.
Okay, so you're not quite 105.
Not quite. Maybe I'm like 103.
Okay, fair enough. A couple more quick questions before I have to let you go. The one thing you are most passionate about that has nothing to do with your job?
Running.
Okay. How far are you running these days?
I'm about to run the Nashville Music City half marathon, so it's gonna kick up, but I run like 5 to 6 miles a day.
Good for you. Is Cool Whip considered carb loading?
You know, I try to buy the Cool Whip that doesn't have a lot of carbs in it.
Okay, all right, just checking. You know, you're in training. I figured maybe you could go the full carb Cool Whip if you're going to be running a marathon.
I may just go to ice cream.
Okay, fair enough. And finally, other than Michael Ray, the most famous person on your cell phone?
Oh gosh. Blake Shelton, probably.
Oh, okay. You picked that up when you went out on the tour with him. You just said, "Hey, Blake, can I have your digits in case, you know, I want to Grubhub or something?"
Pretty much. He is amazing. We had a lot of fun on that tour.
Yeah, I remember when you went out on that tour and you were just grinning from ear to ear. So, Carly Pierce, again, really great talking to you this morning. Congratulations on the sophomore album, Carly Pierce. Get it on Valentine's Day from wherever you get your music. And I'm excited for you and where your career is going to come. And fingers crossed when the ACM nominations come out that a couple will call your name.
Oh, come on with it.
Yes! I want to see another video with you screaming and running around your house, okay?
Come on. You know I'll give it to you.
Okay. Tag me in it when you do. Carly Pierce, thank you so much. Best of luck.
Thank you.